Good morning. So continuing in the halachas of Kibud Avayim, we turn to an important halacha that appears in the Gemara Maseches Kedushin Daf Lamed Aleph, where the Gemara tells us, lo yeshev bimkoymoy and lo oimid bimkoymoy, that you're not allowed to sit in the designated seat of your father or your mother, and as well you're not allowed to stand in the designated place of your father and your mother. And we know that this prohibition is included in the general category of Moira Avaim, that you're not allowed to do things that disrespect the honor of your parent, and it's considered disrespectful if you either sit in your father's designated place or you stand in your father's designated place. This is a violation of Moira Avaim. Now, Rabbi Yashiv and many of the other more contemporary Paiskim point out that if you are sitting in your father's place, not because you want to actually sit there, but you want to, you know, get something from the cabinet that is nearby, or something of that nature, then it would be mutter. And it's only if you're actually sitting there as a bona fide act of yeshiva, act of sitting, but if you're just, placing something in a drawer that happens to be located right next to your father's seat, or you want to stand on your father's chair because you want to get something from a cabinet, then in fact it would be permitted. That's number one. Now, there seems to be an interesting machlekes rishonim as to the scope of this prohibition. When Rashi defines this isser for us, Rashi says that you're not allowed to sit in your father's seat, and what type of designated seat are we referring to? The seat that your father has when he convenes with the elders of the community, with the more prestigious members of the community. He has a designated spot, and this is the spot that you have to stay away from. You're not allowed to sit in your father's designated spot, and you have to make sure that you keep that spot available for your father. But Rashi does not mention anything about sitting in his seat when it comes to his seat that he has in your home. And say the Paiskim, it is mashma from Rashi. Rashi implies that this prohibition of not sitting in your father's seat and not standing in your father's seat only applies if he has a special place when he convenes with other people, when he has meetings. But when it comes to his seat at the table in his home, there is no violation of Meira Avaim when you sit in that seat. However, the Yad Ramah clearly articulates that this prohibition of sitting in your father's seat or standing in a seat applies even to your parents' designated seat that they have in their home. And it doesn't specifically apply when they have, let's say, a place where they convene with the other members of the community, with the other board members of an institution. And even if it's a regular seat that they have in the home, it's also for the child to sit in that seat. So it seems to be a machlekes. It seems to be a machlekes between Rashi and the Ramah whether this prohibition applies when the father has a specific seat in his home. However, the Beis Yosef wants to suggest that even Rashi concedes that the prohibition applies even in his home, and Rashi's just picking an example. But even according to Rashi, the Isser does in fact apply even if your parent has a specific seat in his home. So according to most Paiskim, the Isser does in fact apply even to your parents' designated seat that they have in the home. Now, there is an interesting chiddush from Reb Yitzchak Isaac Chover. Reb Yitzchak Isaac Chover wants to say that even in shul, let's say, perhaps the isser of sitting in your father's seat won't apply. Because, says Reb Yitzchak Isaac Chover, perhaps the prohibition only applied in your when it came to sitting in your father's seat in earlier times. Because in the times of the Gemara, we find that everyone had a seat in shul based on his particular stature, based on his standing in the community. So there were special sections in shul designated for the specific people, part of that category of the community. And therefore, your seat in shul really represented your stature and your respect that you had within the community. In such a case, we have an isser to sit in your father's seat, to stand in your father's seat, because it's disrespectful, because you're taking his seat, which represented his stature within the community. However, nowadays, as a bit like Isaac Chover, perhaps the isser won't apply, the prohibition won't apply, because today, people don't have specific seats in shul based on their level of stature. Usually, people just sit where they find an empty seat, or even if they buy a seat, but it's not necessarily something that indicates their prestige. And unless it's on the Mizrach Vant, unless it's by the Mizrach wall, it usually doesn't represent stature, and therefore perhaps it would be mutter. However, most places can disagree, and most places can say that no, even in shul, if your father has a designated seat, it's disrespectful and a violation of Meira if you sit in that seat. So, halach l'maisa, a person should refrain from sitting in his father's seat, even in a shul, but this is the interesting chiddush of Rabbi Yitzchak Isaac Chaver. There's another fascinating chiddush that we find in Hilchos Kibud Av V'Em, and that is from the Orches Chaim. The Orches Chaim has a tremendous chiddush. He says that the iser to sit in your father's seat applies even if you're not sitting directly in your father's seat, even if you are sitting next to your father's seat. Your father's sitting in his place, you're not even allowed to sit right next to him because it's a violation of Le'yeshiv and B'Kaimer, because his makam, his location, includes even the seat next to him. And where is his source? He says it's from a pasuk. We find that Yonasan, the son of Shaul, wasn't allowed to sit next to Shaul HaMelech. And the reason ostensibly was because it was a violation of Le'yeshiv and B'Kaimer. It was disrespectful to his father Shaul for him to sit right next to him. Therefore, says the Orches Chaim, perhaps the prohibition of sitting in your father's seat applies even if you're not sitting actually in a seat, but you're sitting right next to him. However, halacha lemaisa, we don't assume like that. Most places can assume that if you're not sitting specifically in his exclusive seat, there is no prohibition. And the reason why Yonasan wasn't supposed to sit right next to Shaul perhaps was because of the position of Malchus. It was because the father, in this particular case, was a king. And that which he was supposed to stay away from the father wasn't because of the respect that he owed towards him, mitzad being his son, but rather because he was a king, and as a result of the covet for Malchus, Yonasan wasn't allowed to sit right next to him. At any rate, this is the chiddush of the Orches Chaim, which we do not assume like, that his chiddush is that you are not only supposed to refrain from sitting in your father's seat itself, but even from the seat next to him. There's one more chiddush that we're going to mention, and that is the chiddush of the Or Chaim HaKadosh. The Or Chaim HaKadosh is an interesting chiddush. Says the Or Chaim HaKadosh in his Sefer Rishon LeTzion. Says the Or Chaim HaKadosh, we have a prohibition to sit in your father's seat. We have a prohibition as well to stand in your father's seat. Says the Or Chaim HaKadosh, this iser only applies if it is in the father's presence, if it's befanav. Why? Says the Or Chaim HaKadosh, when you sit in your father's seat, it's not inherently a disrespectful act. It's not inherently disrespectful. It's only considered something disrespectful if your father is there. If your father is in shul and you're sitting in his seat, that is something that displays a lack of respect. However, if your father's not in shul that day, it's not the fun of, in that case, it's going to be mutter. That is the chiddush of the Or Chaim HaKadosh, that the entire prohibition of standing in your father's place, sitting in your father's place, only applies if it's befanav, if it's in the parent's presence. However, most Paiskim disagree, and they maintain that no, it's inherently lacking in respect when you sit in your father's seat or you stand in a seat, and therefore the Issur would apply even when your parent is not in shul that day, or your father happens to be away from the table, he's not around, and you want to sit in his seat, it still would be prohibited. Have yourself a wonderful day.